USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The impeachment trial for President Trump is getting ready to begin.
Today is an important day.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on the sending of articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate for trial.
This is about the Constitution of the United States. Voters in America should decide who our president is.
Seven members of the House, led by Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, will manage the prosecution during the impeachment trial.
The appropriate remedy, indeed the only remedy, is the conviction and removal from office of President Donald Trump.
But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is vowing to bring fairness to what he calls a political process.
This is the only body that can consider all factors presented by the House, decide what has or has not been proven, and choose what outcome best serves the nation.
The trial is expected to begin next Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Going more in-depth on our top story, USA Radio's Tim Berg has some Senate reactions about the president's impeachment trial.
With House Speaker Nancy Pelosi finally sending off articles of impeachment to the Senate for a trial, what can we expect? Well, Republican Congressman Ted Cruz of Texas tells Fox News what he expects in a trial.
It needs to be even-handed. It needs to respect due process. That means if the prosecution gets to call a witness, the defense should as well. If the prosecution gets to call John Bolton, then the president should be able to call Hunter Biden. It ought to be fair and even and respect due process.
National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow is at the signing ceremony at the White House, and he says the U.S. is moving immediately into the second phase of that trade deal with China.
Probably the toughest nut to crack in phase two will be to really level the playing field and take care of unfair practices.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New inductees to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame have been announced. USA's Chris Barnes tells us who made it.
The Doobie Brothers there, among the six artists and bands chosen by the Hall of Fame judges. They had a final list of 16 to choose from, also making the cut Depeche Mode, Whitney Houston, Nine Inch Nails, The Notorious B.I.G., and T-Rex. Get it on. This year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony will be held at the Public Auditorium in Cleveland on May 2nd. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A former NFL player received a standing ovation after being presented with the Congressional Gold Medal. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Former New Orleans Saints safety Steve Gleason was awarded the Congressional Gold Medal on Wednesday for his work regarding ALS, a disease he was diagnosed with in 2011. Honoring Gleason at the ceremony on Capitol Hill, Saints quarterback Drew Brees.
There is no person on earth with the strength, courage, passion, and tenacity to overcome all obstacles and make the lasting impact that Steve has made. Steve, you're an inspiration. You are a source of strength to so many, especially me.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.